ca.
The world is changing.
So keep up with Rob.
The Rob Snow Show returns on Rogers TV and City News, 101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
David Smith here filling in for Rob Snow today. 11:05 here on City News. Vaccines back in the news in a big way this morning. COVID-19 vaccines. Yesterday, Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Kieran Moore, informed us that the province will be opening up eligibility starting today to anybody over the age of 18 who wants a fourth shot of the COVID-19 vaccine, or what they're now calling a second booster. This is to stay up to date. We're now saying up to date instead of fully vaccinated. We're up to date if we've had three shots, one within the last 9 months. That's according to the federal health minister. So the vaccine story is changing. I feel like we all kind of had a good handle on it there in the spring, and now things have shifted slightly over the summer. So I wanted to check in today with Dr. Robert Cushman. He is the acting medical officer of health for Renfrew and County District Health Unit. Hello, Dr. Cushman.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing in the new position?
I like to think it's going pretty well, but that's just my opinion.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time today. So what do you think, first of all, about what you heard from Dr. Kieran Moore yesterday on the strategy for fourth doses? Any issues with that?
Well, we knew it was coming, and Quebec has already had already done it. I think that we have now this wave 7, so I'm certainly more positive about this than I would have been 2 months ago or 6 weeks ago, because there was a pressure. As you know, we did make fourth vaccines available to those over the age of 60 and those with health problems in December. So this is even more than a half a year later. So we saw it coming. Unfortunately, it's sort of a mixed deal here. There's pros and cons, and Dr. Moore was very clear in terms of outlining that. What we've done is we've made it sort of a personal choice, judging on your risk, your health, where you're going to be, who you're going to be with, and all these other things, because you could well wait until the fall when we hope, to have a more Omicron-specific vaccine. Now, exactly when that'll be available, you know, the fall, is that like Labor Day, or I think even parts of December or the fall? So again, it's a calculation, and with Wave 7, it's a good time to open this up so people can make their own decisions.
Do you have any lingering concerns about the vaccine coverage in your unit, first, second, or third shots? What is the situation there? The last time we were speaking, I know that third shot uptake was fairly low, especially with children.
Thanks for bringing that up, Dave, because that is the Achilles heel. We know vaccinations are our best protection, but there's a major lapse. Roughly only half of kids between the age of 5 and 11 in Renfrew County and in Ontario have had two shots. And then when you get to the 12-plus group, the 18-plus group, we're riding roughly at 50% for a third shot, and it's pretty much the same for the 12-plus now that they can have the third shot. So all to say, the real concern should not be a fourth shot, extending that coverage. It will help. But what's really important is that people get their, if they're under 12, they get a second shot. And if they're over 12, they get a third shot, because those, we know the immunity has declined. We know with these new variants, they're more wily, and we need a higher vaccination coverage rate.
I want to pick up on that, because I've seen a lot of commentary from doctors and politicians, because it's become very political, acting like the fourth shot is some be-all, end-all thing. And what I'm hearing from you right now is it's more important to make sure, correct me if I'm wrong, it is beneficial to make sure we have good vaccine coverage across all of the demographics, rather than just making sure anybody who has a fourth shot, anybody who wants a fourth shot, can get it. So to use like me for an example, in my late 20s, healthy, I've had three shots. My third shot was in January. Should I rush out and get a fourth one, or should I wait until the fall?
Well, you're at the margins. So, and I assume you're healthy. Mm-hmm. And we think that wave seven, is coming and going pretty quickly. So it really depends on what you're up to. Are you going to the Blues Fest without a mask? Are you going to, well, I guess we don't have hockey games anymore, but are you going to indoor venues? You know, are you going to rave parties at Lansdowne? I mean, that type of thing. So people have to make their individual decisions. But I think what we've done here is we've sort of made it boutique-y. You know, you can do what you want based on what you think your risks are and what your risk tolerance is. But the real problem is that so many of these people, as you alluded to early, haven't had their second shot, and or first or second shot, the young kids, and secondly, the older 18 plus group, they haven't had a third shot, and this is really what's doing us the most damage, and this is the concern. And I mean, our government, you know, Mr. Ford basically telegraphed when he was promoting four shots in December. He telegraphed that he was going to get rid of vaccine passports. So clearly that didn't do much. That was regrettable because it didn't really encourage people to get up to date for whatever vaccine they could have had at that point. And this is what we're seeing now. It's sort of like the worried well and the very concerned, and people with certain illnesses or have more exposure, they'll run out and get a fourth shot. But the problem is, as you and I have been discussing, where are the third shots for those who've been eligible now for 6 months?
Right. So your advice, generally speaking, is if you're not up to date, do that first. And then if you really want a fourth shot, go out and get it. How much stock do you put in this idea of waiting for the new formula vaccine? How much better is it, quote unquote, better?
Well, it should be better, but again, when are we going to get it? As I said earlier, you know, some people think fall is Labor Day when school starts, and others, technically, I think the first day of winter is December 21st or something. So the question is, when are we going to have it? And we've seen production problems in the past. We know that our friends to the south had their vaccine, you know, 3+ months, maybe 3 to 6 months earlier than the rest of us. This is a global supply system. So, you know, maybe people can watch and wait a little bit, but maybe come the middle of August, we'll realize that it's not going to come as quickly as we wanted it to. Who knows? Maybe by middle of August, we'll be sailing clear for a few months because, you know, wave seven will have been gone. So, again, it's tough. This is sort of like going to the racetrack and betting on a horse. And I hate to say it, and people are probably going, oh, what's this guy talking about? Can't public health give us any more sort of concrete information? Can't they say categorically yes or no? You know, why is it such a gray zone? Well, unfortunately, it is.
It just is. Because that is some of the reaction that I am seeing is, why can't they give us a schedule of what is optimized? And because that's just how it is. It's science. It's messy sometimes.
That's right. And it's also production.
And production,
other thing, too, is with so many people having been vaccinated and with so many people having had COVID, showing how effective these new shots are is going to be, in a clinical trial, is going to be a lot of work. Not as easy as it was the first time around. I mean, you can do the safety studies pretty easily, and in that they're, you know, analogous vaccines to what we've had already, that shouldn't be a problem. But to show how effective they are, again, that's going to be a bit of a challenge. So there are a number of issues here, and unfortunately, as I said, we're sort of a kind of a boutique system. You know, do what you want. Unfortunately, that's what we're left with as we move forward. But I would say to people definitely get those third shots. Think seriously about your fourth shot. And listen, now with wave seven here for the next probably 3 weeks, wear a mask inside. Think very seriously about the size of your social group. If you're at something like Blues Fest, wear a mask outside. Be careful.
Couple other frequently asked questions. If I just had COVID, how long should I wait before going to get another shot?
That's my situation. I was, contemplating a fourth shot. And as you've heard from what I said, with substantial reservations. And then I helped someone out, sort of provided first responder care, and ended up getting it in late May. So the short answer to that story is, for me, it's 90 days, as is it for the rest of people who've recently had COVID.
3 months, okay.
Yeah, actually, it's 3 months. The government uses 28-day months, so it's I think it's 84 or something, if my math's correct.
I don't like to do math on the radio, so we'll move on. Vaccines for the very little ones. They're approved now. How important is that for 6 months to 5 years old?
Right, and that's something new that's coming up, and again, that makes sense. Now, we have to be careful. These vaccines, it looks like they're not as effective as they are for older people, but they're the best we've got, and they will reduce infections in the kids, and they should help to reduce transmission. So it's really important. I mean, I have a 3.5-year-old grandson, and rest assured, he will be getting a vaccine. His parents are keen as soon as it's available. So this, again, makes sense. And I think what's really interesting here, Dave, is it's not only for your personal protection and to protect your friends and your loved ones, your family, but this is a community obligation. As we've seen from COVID from the beginning, we are only as strong as the weak link in the chain. And this is a long chain with a lot of links, and there are some weak links. So that's another reason why I really recommend that the young children get the shot, even though it hasn't proved to be as effective as it is in the older group. And who knows, they may change the dose, they may change the number of vaccines, because we're learning as we go. And no vaccines have been subjected to such scrutiny and analysis as the COVID vaccine. So as I said, we're learning as we go, and we can apply those learnings to the sort of next chapter in this voyage, because unfortunately, COVID's going to be around for some time.
If you had the ear of Premier Ford, would you ask him to make masking indoors mandatory again?
I think masking, look, we've all learned how to do it. And I think masking indoors, unless you're eating or drinking, it's something we can do. It's certainly something that a lot of us can do. I know from the occupation we had on Parliament Hill, and from a lot of other sort of sides, that he's getting a lot of adverse criticism, as are the rest of the politicians, senior politicians. But it's really something we can do. I'm sure there'll be kickback, but really, I mean, here again, people have to realize, look, we want to contain this as best we can, and it's not only people's health. It's the economy. I mean, if restaurants and can't find people to work, and one of the many reasons is because they're home sick, or they're home because taking care of sick children, or if we don't have nurses or caretakers in our hospitals. Our hospitals right now, it's not the patients, it's not the beds that are, well, the beds are, there are problems with the beds, but the biggest problem is the lack of staff. And again, it's a community obligation as we fight this together to do our best. And certainly, I mean, when you look at what's happening in Ukraine, you see a society that is how they've come together under much more adverse circumstances. And I know we're all tired of this after 2.5 years, but there are certain things like masking indoors that we can do readily.
Okay, thank you for that. We'll leave it there for today. Dr. Cushman, appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. That was Dr. Robert Cushman, former head of Ottawa Public Health, now heading up Renfrew County Public Health. You should get your kids vaccinated. If you're not up to date on your vaccines, you should go out and get up to date and make a risk assessment for yourself and determine how long you should wait and when you should go to get your fourth COVID vaccine, which you should do. Very good advice from Dr. Cushman. 11:18, coming up next. What's the price of gas going to do? We had gotten it down into the $1.75 range there for a little while. I was okay with that. Now it's back up to like a $1.84. What's happening? We're going to talk to Dan McTagg. Dan will be back with our midsummer gas price update coming up next after this short break. David Smith here filling in for Rob Snow on The Rob Snow Show. You're listening on City News.